Now, on Sunday afternoon, Kenosha Police Officer Rustin Chesky shot Jacob Blake, a black man, 7 times in the back outside of his car. Blake survived the shooting and is still hospitalized. His family says he will likely remain paralyzed. There are many details still unknown. We'll learn more in the coming days and weeks. But this is we do know that Blake's shooting is one of the latest this year alone of black individuals at the hands of police. The 2020 killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor by police galvanized people across the country to call for reforms to law enforcement, and they highlighted racial inequities. In Kenosha, the protest calling for change following Blake's shooting turned fatal as 2 protesters were killed by an armed counter-protester earlier this week. Our next guest leads an advocacy group that works to address and reduce racism in her community. Adeline Green is leader of the Kenosha Coalition for Dismantling Racism. Adeline, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Can you tell us a little bit about more about your organization and what you had been doing up until this shooting?
Yes. Our organization, the Kenosha Coalition for Dismantling Racism, has actually been around for almost 24 years. It was started in 1997 under the leadership of Reverend Olin Arrington Jr., who had the vision that we could address racism through bringing community people together to celebrate differences and diversity and build upon that strength. We began having an event that we called Kenosha Kindness Week that was started in 1997 around Dr. Martin Luther King's celebration of his birthday. And we bring community players like education, religion, community-based organizations together to just talk about Dr. King's message of tolerance and acceptance and getting together and treating each other like human beings. Our organization also, during the course of time, has put together an event that we call Courageous Conversations. And with those courageous conversations, we really hone in on issues of race, especially systemic and institutional racism in various institutions like education, like healthcare, like incarceration, the legal system, and other things. So we've been doing this for a long time, hoping that by bringing the community together and just having a conversation about these various issues, people could have a higher sense of awareness about how racism permeates all of our institutions and impacts many of us disproportionately. So in a nutshell, that's what the Coalition for Dismantling Racism has been doing over the course of time.
What went through your head when you saw now this latest shooting? You know, we've seen them in Minneapolis and Louisville and elsewhere, and the latest on the list was your own city of Kenosha.
It was unreal, unbelievable, because even though we as the coalition have been doing the work that we've been doing, we thought our choir was getting bigger, that more people were paying attention, that more people were attending our forums and listening and getting a better understanding of racism. And so for this tragedy to happen in our own community, it was just a shock. It was a shock to everyone, and it just kind of took us back in terms of, you know, what else can we do? What more can we do to bring out the evils of racism and how it could hit any community? I did not expect it to hit Kenosha in the way that it did, but it can happen anywhere. And so it's a wake-up call for our country and our community that racism is not absent from any community.
I want to give a listen to Jacob Blake's sister, LaTeitra Weideman, speaking for the family earlier this week. Here she is.
So many people have reached out to me telling me they're sorry that this happened to my family. Well, don't be sorry, because this has been happening to my family for a long time, longer than I can account for. It happened to Emmett Till. Mm. Emmett Till is my family. Mm. Philando, Mike Brown, mm. Sandra. This has been happening to my family, and I've shed tears for every single one of these people that it's happened to. Mm. This is nothing new. I'm not sad. I'm not sorry. I'm angry. Mm. And I'm tired. Mm. I haven't cried one time. I stopped crying years ago. Mm. I am numb.
And she mentioned Emmett Till today, the 65th anniversary of the brutal murder of Emmett Till. The anger, the tired, the numbness. Can you talk about those feelings, Adeline?
She's absolutely right. She hit the nail on the head. Those of us in the Black community are tired. We are exhausted. We experience racism on a regular basis. I have a son, and of course he's Black like me, and he's been stopped by the police. I can't tell you how many times for what appear to be bogus reasons. This happens so much in the Black community. My husband has been stopped. I've read countless accounts of Black people who've been stopped by the police, and the statistics on arrests for Black men in particular, the incarceration rates for Black men in Wisconsin is just incredible. And part of that has to do with the police relationships with communities of color, in particular Black communities. And so people have to face up to the fact that this is an issue across the country, but particularly in Wisconsin, it is a big issue.
Talking to Adeline Green, leader of the Kenosha Coalition for Dismantling Racism. Adeline, what are you hoping comes out of this? What reforms are you hoping to see locally, statewide, whatever level?
I'm hoping the relationships between law enforcement and the community change. I'm hoping that people in law enforcement de-escalate situations rather than going in there with a militaristic viewpoint, particularly when they approach Black suspects, Black people in general, because I do believe that they see things through a racial lens. They see us as more aggressive, that we are more suspicious, and you know that attitude has to change for anything to change before we can start talking about policies. I don't know that even training will remedy this situation, because people's hearts and minds have to change in terms of how we view each other as human beings.
On your group's Facebook page, you have recommended that people observe the curfew. What are you hoping to see from protests in Kenosha and around the nation in the days to come?
I'm hoping that these protests bring attention and continue to bring attention to the fact that racism is real. Racism exists, and it has for more than 400 years. And you can't keep brushing this under the rug and thinking it's going to go away, because eventually it's going to erupt in your community. It happened here in Kenosha, one of the greatest places, I think, to live. However, there are some underlying issues here as well. And if you don't address them, if you don't bring the racism out in the open and come up with solutions as a community, this is going to continue to happen.
We talk about these things a lot after a dramatic moment like this weekend in Kenosha. What do you think needs to happen to have the conversation going on all the time, not just after a tragic event like this?
Well, I think people need to come to the table when invited, and not just organizations like our anti-racism organization, but the police departments, the health departments, you know, the legal teams, the incarceration and parole people. They need to be asking the community to come to them with solutions, with issues, because there are issues out there, and really pay attention to what the issues are, because they are different for different communities. The African-American community does not view the police department very well. We don't view them as our friends and servants for us. They're viewed as somebody that is going to harm us, and that relationship needs to change before anything can change. Those relationships, there have to be conversations, and it can't be just the advocacy, the anti-racist group that has those conversations with people who agree with them. We have to bring others to the table, those who don't believe that racism is the cause for some of these things happening. But that's what I think needs to happen.
In our last 30 seconds or so, do you feel any sense of optimism that this time things could get at least a little better?
I felt optimism after George Floyd when I saw all the rainbow of people out there protesting on his behalf. I was just ecstatic. And now this has deflated me happening in my community. I'm still hopeful, but a little bit of my hope has dissipated with this incident.
Adeline, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Adeline Green is the leader of the Kenosha Coalition for Dismantling Racism. She joined us today to talk about the work her organization is doing to address racism in the Kenosha community and what she hopes comes out of the protests following the police shooting of Jacob Blake in that city. You can follow the ongoing developments in this story. A lot of things still being figured out and up in the air. You can watch for ongoing reporting at WPR.org/news and look at past and upcoming features over at wiscontext.org. That's wiscontext.org.